After 34 years in Congress, California Senator Barbara Boxer is about to retire. She's leaving Washington at a difficult time for the Democrats, and our co-host Kelly McEvers recently talked with Boxer about her career and the way forward for her party. They started their conversation by looking back to 1992. At the time, both of California's Senate seats were up for election. Boxer ran for one seat. Democrat Dianne Feinstein ran for the other.
Dianne was the more popular, the more well-known, the more moderate and all of that. And everybody said to me, oh, we like you, but we can't vote for more than one woman. And
at a time?
Yeah. I mean, they thought that was a big deal. Remember, we never had a woman from California, and only one woman Democrat had been elected in her own right, Barbara Mikulski.
And then, so you were elected to the Senate in 1992, and mm-hmm. people then came to call it the Year of the Woman. Four women were voted into the Senate that year. And at the time, your colleague Barbara Mikulski, Senator of Maryland, said, calling it the Year of the Woman makes it sound like the Year of the Caribou or the Year of the mm-hmm. Asparagus were not a fad, a fancy, or a year.
Yeah.
What do you think
about
that?
Well, Barbara has a way, doesn't she? but I always thought it was an exaggeration. After all, we went from 2 to 6
right.
in the Senate. And they said, well, they tripled their numbers. Well, that's great, but just 2 to 6 out of 100? So it was an overstatement. But it did signal for the first time, perhaps women could get elected to these high offices. And now we're going to have 21 women. That's a high. And in my view, when we have 50, that will be exactly fine.
But with 21 in the Senate, that is a high. But if you look at Congress, it's actually gone down a little bit. I mean, the overall, you know, result of women in Congress since the last election is kind of flatlined.
Well, I don't look at it that way. I think we made history this year. We had the first woman ever nominated to be the presidential candidate of a major party. The woman, Hillary Clinton, got far more votes than the man because of the Electoral College. He'll be president. I can hardly say it, but that's okay. And, you know, it's an unfair system. But I just don't view it as, you know, an attack on women, the fact that there's a few less of us in the House, but there's more of us in the Senate. And there's going to be more and more of us because I think people are recognizing, men and women, that it's just wrong not to have a representative government.
How hard was it for you to see Hillary Clinton lose the presidential election?
Oh, it was painful, hurtful. I even had like a physical reaction to it. I could barely pick myself up off the floor, you know, really, really bad.
I mean, you fought for women's rights in the Senate. What do you think women should do now?
Oh, fight for what's right.
Specifically, how?
Well, it's very easy. You introduce legislation that moves us forward. You fight bad legislation. You work with outside groups who may find ways to sue if we're treated badly and lose our rights. It's every front.
This is a time of crisis, though, for the Democratic Party. I mean, there's lots of talk about whether the party should do more to reach out to white working class voters.
Yeah, I don't think we're in crisis at all. This is my view. I think what we need to do is marry the Bernie wing of the party with the Hillary wing, the standing together and stronger together wing with the populist wing, and we'll be fine.
How does that work? I mean, first of all, who's the person who could do that?
Barack Obama, Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. Michelle Obama. I think Barack Obama on the national stage, and he's going to be very important because he has a legacy to protect.
Okay, but yeah, he's somebody who's leaving the presidency.
You don't have
First Lady
to be
who's
president.
Leaving the presidency, the vice president's
matter.
Leaving, you're leaving, everybody's leaving office. I mean, sounds like it's looking back.
No, here's the thing I don't think you get. You are almost a better leader when you're outside of the confines of holding public office. I'm going to be uncensored. I'm going to be unfiltered.
When you say you're going to be uncensored, what are you going to say that you couldn't say before?
Well, stay tuned. I'm still a senator. I can't do it. I can't.
Got a couple more days yet before we can hear what you have to say.
I have a couple of weeks, I think. And then I'm going to be able to be me. But what we have to do is face the fact that we lost, be honest about mistakes that were made, and just get up and move forward.
You said we have to be honest about the mistakes that were made in this election. What were those mistakes?
Well, when I, you know, this is all hindsight. I think rather than sending Hillary to Arizona and Texas, it would have been better to send her into those states where we lost by a hair. You know, Michigan,
and, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we didn't do that. And so that was a mistake. I also would like to say, I think when people would say, oh, I just can't vote for Hillary because I don't like this and that email or this, I would say, look, nobody is perfect. I always tell people, you're never going to find the perfect candidate unless you yourself run. But it's very difficult for people. They want perfection. I feel we're going to pay the price for that.
Senator Barbara Boxer, Democrat from California, who is retiring after more than 3 decades in Congress, thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you.